Now let's meet a real veteran in real life and in the studio, looking resplendent in his tie with his medals polished to perfection. It's Paul Alder. Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Well, I hope you enjoy Veterans Day.
I hope so too.
What do you think it's a good idea? Because I was saying earlier, we already have a bit confused. We already have Armistice Day and the November the 11th cenotaph, a ceremony, and we're televised and we can join in with that. And
that is when we remember all those who did not come home. Today is a celebration of those who served.
But don't we honour those who served as well? Because they march past and I sit at home and I think thank you to those people, many of them quite elderly now.
Yes, but it's a sombre occasion. Today should be a happy occasion.
How can war ever be happy?
People have been killed. Yeah, the comradeship is happy, not the war itself.
Right, OK. I'll take your word. As I said, I deeply respect anybody, you know, who's put themselves in jeopardy for a belief or, you know, a principle or to defend the country and protect our way of life. So we'll give details later of the events in Coventry. Now, you, are you wearing your Malaysia medal?
I am, yes.
Right, which one is it?
Got one there.
Right, we're not going to get sort of a crack force of armed police coming in and whipping it off you, are we? Because is it not, you've been told, illegal to wear it?
I've been told if I wear it, I'm showing grave discourtesy to Her Majesty. Believe you me, I wish no discourtesy whatsoever to the Queen.
Why did you get that medal? Tell us about what you did.
Right. Actually, I served in Malaysia for 2.5 years.
What was going on there? What was the conflict there?
It was the war against, they don't call them wars because of insurance purposes. It's called called the confrontation with Indonesia. Indonesia was trying to take over the rest of Borneo.
Right.
And there was also terrorist attacks on Singapore and the Malaya mainland.
And this is in the very early 60s?
This started on the 8th of December 62 and finished in August 66.
So you were 18 or so?
18 when I went out, yes.
Yeah, a whippersnapper.
Yes.
What was it like?
For a young man who's never been out of England before, very awe-inspiring.
Did you come under attack?
Me personally, no. Everywhere I went, it either finished or started when I left.
Oh, timing, eh?
I can honestly say in the whole 2.5 years, I only met one enemy and he was wounded on a stretcher.
Right, OK. do you think we achieved something there then? What did we achieve?
Well, I went back to Malaysia last year for the independence celebration, 50 years of independence, and we were treated with utmost respect. I wish every country in the world was like it. There's no discrimination of colour, creed, religion. And the country is prosperous. Very prosperous.
And you kept out the invaders then?
Well, not me personally, I used to add, but yes. The British forces and Commonwealth forces, Australia, New Zealand, Nepal, the Gurkhas and Fiji.
And it was and still is part of the Commonwealth.
It's part of the Commonwealth, yeah. But the Queen is not head of state.
No, but as she was then, but it's still part of the Commonwealth.
It is still part of the Commonwealth, yes.
So, you got the medal for serving there. Why is it not recognised? Why are you offending Her Majesty by wearing it? It's alleged.
The MOD claimed two rules, the 5-year rule and the double medal rule. Right.
Okay.
Now, it gets very complicated, but basically, these two rules would be okay if they were applied consistently, but they're not. They are continually broken. I mean, there's over 40 foreign medals have been accepted since World War II. One of them was the Antigua and Barbuda medal, anniversary medal. Now, Sir Robin Javrin, who was the Queen's private secretary, he's now retired and was head of the Honours and Decorations Committee. Now, he accepted this medal and he wears it. So it's one rule for them and one rule for 35,000 British veterans.
Well, if there's a medal and somebody's formulated it, and, you know, it's come from somewhere, hasn't it, in the service of the Queen?
It has. I mean, even Ian Pearson, who was a minister at the time, who rejected the medal, he now admits he was ill-advised by his civil service advisers and now campaigns for us to have the medal, as does Geoffrey Robinson and Bob Ainsworth, who's the Armed Forces Minister.
Well, it's coming in later, so we'll talk to him about that. What's the other medal you're wearing then?
The other one is my General Service Medal for Borneo. It's actually 2-in-1 because it's got the Malay Peninsula and the Borneo bars on it.
Well, you wear it. I assume you are doing, aren't you, in the parade today?
I intend to wear it. Agincourt salute.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's a fascinating story, and it just shows, you know, the it's petty, isn't it? Really? What's this? It's a certificate.
That's the citation that comes with the medal.
Okay, Malaysia's independence on 31st of August 1957 came amidst a formidable threat to its sovereignty mounted by the Malayan Communist Party. Ferocious guerrilla, I'm just scanning it now, in appreciation of the meritorious acts and supreme sacrifices made by the security forces from Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, Nepal and Malaysia for one decade. Right, well, thank you very much.
Can I just say that the Queen approves Australia and New Zealand to wear the medal?
Right.
She's only stopping us.
I don't get it.
No, neither do we. No.
Paul, push your chest out, march today in the parade and wear your medal with pride. And we'll see the parade later, full details coming up. And as I said, Bob Ainsworth, MP, the Armed Forces Minister,